So I am here with
Jonathan Perez.
And tell us a little bit about your booth.
So right here, all these clothes are hand-picked by myself. My business is called The Lounge 859. I'm actually Marine stationed here in Yuma, Arizona. And how it originated, people would always tell me on base, hey, I like the way you dress, I think it's cool. And I always appreciated that. And I was like, you know what? I have a lot of extra clothes, and I was planning to go to Florida. So I told my friends, hey, you guys want to buy some of my clothes? And they said, sure. So we have a lounge area on the second floor. So I told them to meet me upstairs. And while we're doing that, I set up like a little shop. Like I put all the pants in order. I put a speaker and everything. And like a lot of people like that were not supposed to be there started showing up and buying more stuff. Yeah. And then I ended up doing pop-ups and I kept going and going. And I have a space at Bell's Boutique downtown. Yeah. And it also led to another endeavor, Human Noise. It's an open mic event that we host every Wednesday at the VFW. And we also host shows for young adults because we want young adults to like express themselves in the arts and get out there and get their exposure. So it kind of it's a lot, right? But it went from A, B, C, now we're at Z. And like it's kind of crazy how we're here. So
yeah. And when did you start all of this up?
I would say last summer.
Oh, wow.
So it's almost been pretty much a year already. Yeah, time flies.
And have you gotten a lot of, like, interaction as well with people?
Yeah, a lot of interactions. I build, like, a little community. Instagram's always a good tool. People always love to interact. I have, like, this BMO outfit right here. And people kept swiping up on the BMO outfit, the overalls. They're like, what size is it? And I love it because people are actually watching. I have people that actually come up to the booth, and they're like, hey, do you still have this shirt or these pants? And it's kind of cool. It's like, okay, I'm doing something right, and I'm glad to provide what they need at a reasonable price.
Yeah, so, no, definitely. Yeah. You got some amazing art. And is this your first time here at the Yuma Civic Center as an event?
Yes, it's my very first time. Might be my last. not in a bad way. I'm moving to Florida. It's a whole other thing. But
yeah, no, so it's something bigger.
Yeah.
And how did you get into this? Was this just like your outfits, really?
So growing up, I got from New York City, born and raised. And street fashion was really popular around like 2016, 2015. And I always wanted to dress like that. But it was so expensive because they had like Supreme and all those brands. And I'm like, I want it, but I can't afford it. So I found out about thrift shopping through YouTube. And I grew to love it. And when I moved to California, that's when I started thrifting really heavy around like 2017, 2018. Yeah, and I've been thrifting. Everything I have is thrifted.
And what would you recommend someone who wants to, you know, do what you do?
If you have a passion, just know, like, I could kind of compare it to the tattoos. Everyone has their own style. So there's other people that sell vintage as well. But you could tell, like, who's based on, like, what they curate to. We have certain people that are really into doing graphic tees. We have some that are into more, like, pants or things like that. And you could tell who's who with... It's an art form. I really think it's an art form. It's like you're forming your own art gallery. I think people should really get into it if they want to express themselves. That's the point of the Lounge 859. It's a community of people that want to express themselves and show who they are.
Yeah, no, it really does show. And is there anything else you would want to share to anyone in the station?
Thank you for your time. If you guys like doing jokes or have any talent, follow Yuma Noise, but a Z. And get out there and get creative, guys. That's all I really want. I want, especially military, to get out there and express themselves and have an outlet other than staying at the barracks. So that's what I want to say.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for, you know, talking about what you do.
Yeah, thank you. All right, bye.